I want to talk about your digestion. Your digestion is a very important indicator to know what to eat or if that food that you just ate is good for you or not. For example, if you're getting a lot of gas because you're consuming all these keto treats and you're doing sugar alcohols, you know what? You probably need to avoid that. Or let's say, for example, you notice you feel inflamed when you consume dairy. That's a good indication that you shouldn't be consuming dairy. Or let's say you consume a lot of vegetables and you're getting a lot of bloating. Well, your body at this time shouldn't be consuming a lot of vegetables. So you want to really let your food tell you what you should be eating. Or let's say you don't normally consume a lot of vegetables and you have constipation. Well, you should try to eat more vegetables to see if that can feed your microbes more food so you can actually have normal bowel movements. Or let's say, for example, you eat something and you have right shoulder pain. Well, go back in time and ask yourself, okay, when did it start? What did I eat just before that? Oh, I ate a lot of peanuts. They weren't organic. They weren't Valencia. And it irritated my gallbladder. Okay, so your body does not do well with that. So in the future, don't consume that. If you just started the keto plan, there's a lot of new foods you're going to be eating, and you could be sensitive to certain things, or you could have reactions to certain things. So it's very important to isolate certain foods that affect your digestion. But the key is if you can eat to have really good digestion, that means the absence of bloating, the absence of diarrhea or constipation, the absence of acid reflux or indigestion, then you know you're on the right plan.